California Attorney General meets advocates in San Diego to discuss immigrant rights. San Diego, California Attorney General Rob Bonta on January 24 met with rights groups and activists in San Diego to discuss guidance for immigrant communities, as part of what's been called the state's Trump-proofing efforts. The meeting was the fifth and final event in a series hosted by Bonta across the state starting last year in a campaign to inform communities about California law amid the Trump administration's policies on illegal immigration. On January 20, on the same day of his inauguration, President Donald Trump declared a national emergency at the southern border, citing concerns over drug trafficking, human smuggling, and crime. During his campaign, he repeatedly promised to initiate the mass deportation of illegal immigrants. "We've been preparing for this day for months, hearing concerns through these regional convenings and issuing guidance for immigrants, local law enforcement, prosecutors, school officials, and public institutions," Bonta said. Bonta said immigrants in California communities, including illegal immigrants, have the right to an attorney, emergency medical care, the right to apply for housing without sharing immigration status, and their children have the right to receive a free public education, among others. Bonta's office also said local and state law enforcement cannot ask for people's immigration status for immigration enforcement purposes, share their personal information for immigration enforcement purposes, or assist Immigration's and Customs Enforcement with immigration enforcement activities in most cases. Exceptions can include those with serious or violent felony convictions, those who have outstanding federal felony arrest warrants for federal crimes, or registrants on the California Sex and Arson Registry. Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, has said that ICE will prioritize illegal immigrants who have a violent criminal history or who are considered threats to public safety, but he also warned that there will be additional arrests. According to a new executive order on illegal immigration signed by Trump on January 20, it is the policy of the United States to faithfully execute the immigration laws against all inadmissible and removable aliens, particularly those aliens who threaten the safety or security of the American people. Further, it is the policy of the United States to achieve the total and efficient enforcement of those laws, including through lawful incentives and detention capabilities, the order stated. More than a dozen community groups and some activists at the immigrant rights meeting said the new administration's policies are sparking concern in local communities. "We have seen fear on the ground in terms of law enforcement databases," Patricia Mondragon, regional manager of policy at Alliance San Diego, said at the meeting. For example, the Automated Regional Justice Information System, a criminal database and information-sharing platform in San Diego and Imperial counties on the U.S.-Mexico border, is used by more than 80 local, state, and federal agencies. The platform allows real-time data sharing of photos and warrants, as well as offering crime and sex offender mapping, crime analysis tools, and offender identification, according to the website. "People are pretty fearful," Mondragon told the Epoch Times. "What would prevent the federal government from subpoenaing them to get data for immigration purposes?" Other concerns shared at the meeting included misinformation and fear of retaliation or other harm against communities with illegal immigrants. Bonta said his office is now actively reviewing the new executive orders. "We'll prosecute wherever we see the law broken, wherever we see rights trampled," Bonta said. "You have my word on that." California has already joined one of several lawsuits challenging the constitutionality of Trump's executive order redefining birthright citizenship, signed on January 20. A judge has since temporarily blocked that order with a 14-day emergency temporary restraining order, halting its implementation. Bonta told the Epoch Times that there is no plan yet for additional lawsuits, and his office is looking at how Trump uses the military for immigration enforcement, as well as the president's actions regarding the LGBT community. On December 10, the San Diego County Board of Supervisors approved a new local policy to further restrict the use of county resources from supporting immigration and customs enforcement activities. The policy aims to shield illegal immigrant families from mass deportation, according to Board Chair Nora Vargas. After the vote, Sheriff Kelly Martinez said she wouldn't honor the new county policy. Current state law strikes the right balance between limiting local law enforcement's cooperation with immigration authorities, ensuring public safety, and building community trust, said Martinez. City News Service contributed to this report.